How did a hate group that ran an entire country seemingly disappear into thin air? Spoiler alert, they didn't. While World War II has fascinated historians and the public alike since 1945, what happened to the perpetrators of one of the greatest evils of all time is less often discussed. Today on Nutty History, we're examining the hard truth about what happened to the Nazis after World War II. After the Allied victory in World War II, Germany was divided into zones of occupation between the U.S., Britain, France, and the Soviet Union.
On a warm September evening in 1900, Galveston stood quiet, unaware that the Gulf was hiding a monster. By nightfall, the wind was screaming through the streets, tearing homes from their foundations as walls of water swallowed the island whole. Families clung to rooftops, entire neighborhoods vanished in the surge. And when the storm finally loosened its grip, more than 8,000 lives were gone, leaving a city shattered and a nation stunned by the scale of its loss. The 1900 storm, the night Galveston faced the unthinkable.
The world of Narcos is infamous for patriarchy and misogyny. Women are often restricted to the role of buchonas, who are considered a status symbol for the drug lords. Others have to play the role of a domesticated wife or mother who has next to no influence in the dangerous business of Narcos.
This is the face of Luther Plunkett, the San Quentin prison warden, watching the examination and then looking at the clock. Plunkett is white, 40-ish, and a little soft in the gut. He's seen enough in his years at San Quentin to be neither a pushover nor a martinet. To him, the exam is routine, but he's also mindful of its significance. Lithium. It is one of today's biggest investment success stories of our time. And thanks to the explosive demand for lithium batteries in electric vehicles, electronics, and power grid storage, the market for lithium shows no signs of powering down. Where water is plentiful, many forward-looking companies are assessing their dependencies and impacts on the natural environment. They are assigning a much higher value to raw, clean water and uncovering ways to manage it more responsibly and protect it. This is good for business and good for the environment.